back. A couple announcements. Over the weekend, we've had domestic sales only free, F-R-E-E shipping in the USA only this weekend. And I believe Michelle kept it on us today, too. So if you're there, it's a free shipping holiday. Sometimes we're going to have these quick free shipping holidays where we'll just kind of give you free shipping. Now, a few weeks from now, which is my birthday, I was born 1205 Providence Hospital, Detroit, Michigan. I missed Valentine's Day, so I'm a late Valentine. But that weekend, we're going to also have another big sale, which I believe, if we look at the dates, my birthday is like the middle of the week, I think. Let me look here on the dates and make sure we're correct. The 15th is a Wednesday, so it's my guess we're probably going to do it right after that, that weekend, which will be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which will be the 17th, would be my guess. I don't know if she'll start it early. She might start it early. Again, Michelle's the boss on that. A couple of new things and some new devices that we have. If you go to our NutraMedical Associates, I have posted up the BioCuff, which measures your vessel stiffness and your compliance, which means the ability of the vessels to create a peristaltic wave of contraction, which if you have healthy vessels, supply up to 70% of your blood flow. And we also, that is available now, costs $300 for a BioCuff, and then you can send me the data. I can advise you also on other testing, such as the EndoPad or endothelix testing done by a cardiologist in your part of the country or your country. Original research is done at the Technion Institute in Israel. The other is a device from Dr. Bob Dennis, who developed a MicroPulse. It's a powerful stimulant for stem cells, for insomnia, for tissue healing, and it's called the... Oh, look at that. Wow. We're getting some serious rain here now. Oh, my. That's craziness outside. Do you hear that sound, by the way? That's the rain hitting our windows here, believe it or not. I've never seen wind like this before. Whoa. It's like Noah's flood. And the other thing that we have is we call the Matrix Pulse. It's designed by Dr. Roth and Dr. Bob Dennis. It's capable of actually turning, how can I say this, turning off the pain signals going from your Langerhans gate, which is the primary gate that I discovered in the skin back in the 80s. It's in my 1980s and 1990s patents on pain. So that device by Dr. Roth and Dr. Bob Dennis is available also. So those are new technologies. We are about to launch a new nutraceutical called Arthrit X. And then basically it shuts off the cytokines of both inflammatory, rheumatoid type scleroderma and osteoarthritic inflammatory arthritis. And that combined with our joint performance to help regenerate the joint cartilage surfaces and tendon mender, Collagen Max can re-heal your joints so you can avoid, say, a joint replacement surgery and turn off the cytokines causing even deformity. So the Arthrotex is coming. We're also going to be launching very shortly also the Omega Supreme Pro, which is a monoglyceride form of omega fatty acids at 300 to 400% more absorbed. That's coming up as well. So those are all new announcements. So do we have Mountain Red Velvet? Are you there? I don't hear. Wonderful. Good. So listen, I made some progress. I have my licensure materials all finished for the Mountain Red Velvet. I got a contact back from the Chula Vista company, NSM, in Chula Vista, California, which is barely half an hour away. And they have no minimum size. They can actually make my delayed release or DR caps, which means I'm going to be able to get a great deal of the Mountain Red Velvet powder to the terminal ileum. Now, we do tell people right now to put it under their tongue, and they're going to get some absorption of these fragile biomolecules that are not destroyed by pepsin and stomach acid or destroyed by the succus entericus, which is the fluid coming out of the pancreas and digestive enzymes. The neat thing about this is my research. And I went through the literature, talked also to my colleagues at the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and it turns out, believe it or not, and this is hard to believe, but you know, when you ask questions and you find out you're the first person in history to ask this question, you realize, like, that's kind of weird, that the pancreas, the placenta generates biomolecules, and I found a little bit of literature on it, but not very much. And I'm going to ask some of my colleagues to actually do some research to see if they can identify it. But Mountain Red Velvet has all the building blocks to rebuild any mammal. Now, the thing is, many of these eight different classes are what's called transducers, which means they stick to the cell membrane. They're building blocks, they're ionic minerals, and a special organic chelate. There are all kinds of biomolecules that are very novel that we probably have no idea whatsoever how they work. But what they do is, these six hormones and these 396 biomolecules can build a person or a mouse or a horse or a cow or a whale. Okay, any mammal. Now, the neat thing about it is some of these molecules are very fragile, so a DR cap means some of them are going to get to the terminal ileum, and they're going to then be converted to a micelle delivered by the splanchnic circulation through the Kupffer cells and the Peyer patches and the splanchnic circulation of the liver directly to micelles to target tissues like your brain, heart, liver, kidneys, etc., which means you can start cloning yourself with a better toner. And this is one more step advance in it. The other advances I'm working on are contacting what's called the biogenesis and organogenesis research centers here in America, and there's a half a dozen of them that are doing very advanced work, and to actually create a surgical version. And I want to first test it on people like our vets so we can give them intravenous or burn units, intravenous form of mountain red velvet, or granules, microgranules or sheets of it to actually regenerate organs and tissues, and to create a toner. So when we print a 3D organ, because we're actually working at some of these centers printing 3D organs like the Research Center in North Carolina, we can actually print the organ or have a ghost organ like the University of Wisconsin and say take a ghost heart from, say, a pig that's decellularized and then infuse it with this intravenous form of mountain red velvet and then give this a fusion of your stem cells grown in a laboratory that will then become a heart they can transplant into you or a limb if your limb's blown off. So, in other words, I'm laying the groundwork for it, and I've developed a mathematical and biological theory of aging and disease, which I'm going to present this year. And I checked with my colleagues at the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and no one else on Earth has presented this to the Academy in any country ever in history. This is the first.
Wow.
Okay? So, when I present this, thousands of smart doctors are going to pick up on it. Now, if it's total bunkus, it's going to be proven bunkus pretty quick. But if there's some things about it that are true, they're going to move very quickly toward the idea that this is going to end aging, zero senescence. It's going to allow organ regeneration of disease, including growing a new eyeball or middle ear or arm or leg or kidney. It means we're going to actually move to the state of what it calls zero senescence, where you don't need to not only age, you can actually reverse aging and reacquire organs that are genetically your organ that are actually going to make you young again, believe it or not.
Well, yes.
Now,
then
you can do that now with Mount Red Velvet if you simply just take the pills. I just took a bunch this morning. I'm thinking, I'm already feeling young. I take those molecules and I can tell my joints don't quick and snap and go, oh, man, that was a good, bad move. No, why did you walk that way? That doesn't happen anymore because I take our nutraceuticals. In fact, we have a new one now that we call Arthritex that I take, but I take it with Mount Red Velvet. Mount Red Velvet is going to rebuild my joints, where the Arthritex is going to get rid of the cytokines of the old joint inflammation that might interfere with healing. So, Mountain Red Velvet's a miraculous molecule, the formula. This is absolutely amazing. And this new upgrade with the DR, delayed release capsule, is going to be major. And I'm going to be encapsulating that probably within 30 to 60 days. By the way, in the meantime, get the Mountain Red Velvet. If you want to rebuild your body, you got to have the toner for life.
Exactly. And that's it. And you can't get that in any other product that's available on the market today. 396 different active ingredients that helps the body to heal. Doesn't mask the pain, doesn't mask any symptoms. It helps the body to heal. And that's long-term injuries that we've heard about that people have had for years and years. And it's like, I've tried everything and nothing's going to work. And like you say, people who are lined up for surgery, who start taking Mountain Red and they say, ooh, that joint's moving again. Good grief.
I got a lady I got to tell you about that. I don't know if I mentioned last week. She called me back last summer, and her two sons were trying to force her to do bilateral hip replacements. Now, a lot of people think it's like you pop into the garage and they just pop off the tires and pop back on. No, there's complications, meaning horrifying pain, long-term recovery, and there's also a complication called death that happens at times, either due to infection or, secondary sepsis, okay? Now, when we started giving her Mountain Red Velvet and the other supplements, we gave her Collagen Max, Tendon Mender, Joint Performance, etc., she started to recreate a hydroviscous layer. So her radiologist, told her to make sure her orthopedic surgeon would re-x-ray her to see if she started to develop a joint space, so she's not got eburnation, which is bone on bone, or cartilage on cartilage, which is fibrillating and eventually calcifying it like little micro razor blades. And guess what? I can't believe it. He said to her, you've got a fluid level. You have space between what was left of your hip and the hip joint, the acetabulum. And she said, you're kidding. She said, no, I've never seen it before, he said. And she said, what does that mean? He says, well, if you keep on having space, you're going to regenerate cartilage. You're not going to need a total hip.
Wow.
Now, that's big. Awesome. And none of that, her pain is gone. So now she's happy. She's got a hibiscus layer, and her sons are kind of still a little ticked off. They're thinking, well, Mom, you need to do this, or you're going to be badly disabled in a wheelchair or on a striker bed. And she's thinking, I don't want to do the surgery. I'm listening to Deagle long enough to know that if there's a 5% chance I'm going to go out of here feet first with a tag on my toes to the morgue, I don't want to do it. Or if I want to have 6 months to 2 years of rehab after getting massive muscular decay because it's going to hurt like hell and it's going to take a long time to recover, I don't know if I want to do that for a year and a half, 2 years. I mean, especially when you're elderly and you think, well, you count your additional good days and weeks and years, like, man, if I got 10 good months left before I croak, or 20 good months, or 50 good months, I don't want to spend 15 of those months trying to recover from something that's going to hurt like hell and make me feel awful.
Exactly.
When you can take a pill, and all of a sudden you're saying, hey, I can go dancing. I can go walking up the hill. I can go on a trip somewhere.
And the thing is that it's a 100% natural pill as well. It's been right around for a very long time. You know, deer velvet has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years.
Yeah, this, you know, is how not they did new. I want you to tell the story of how they used to do it. They did something that was gross. So what they do is they take the antlers and boil it in a big giant pot. Now remember, boiling protein molecules and hormones kind of anneals them and changes the three-dimensional structure, so you lose a lot of the potency. But they would give this to the emperors, and actually only the emperors were allowed to actually have this potency drink so that it would actually slow their aging process. And it did help. I'm sure it did help.
Yes.
Where you get old, creaky emperors that are, you know, 75 or 80, and they don't have, let's say, a young son or grandson ready to take over the emperor role. And they say, well, we've got to keep this guy alive for another 10 years or 5 years, and so he can still walk between the throne room and the bathroom. And they were able to do it. Okay, so we've got this high-tech form that's low temperature. The deer don't suffer anything. Like, by the way, they abuse them in other countries like Russia and Eastern Europe and other countries. But you guys, you're like the sandals resort for deer. You take them, have these little bladders in a nice cool room where the lights are low and the bladders expand and hold them gently. And then you saw off like they're getting a haircut at a salon. And then after they romp out and say, 30 pounds lighter, thanks a lot. And they're gone. They don't have a shot in their butt with or xylazine, which is an anesthetic that would, by the way, show up in the mountain red velvet because it's going to go through a bloodstream because these are highly vascular areas that are antlers. So now you got a clean product with happy deer that happy deer, and they produce tons of these products in a pristine environment, and they come back because they're your boys.
Yep. They are our boys, and we cared greatly for them, and we absolutely understand that it's a privilege to look after them and care for them. And if we do that, they grow the very best deer velvet in the world, and we know that. And we've had our product tested against plenty of deer velvet over our 15, 20 years in business. This product works, and I challenge everybody to try, if they want the gift of good health in 2017, try this product. I know you can get it from Dr. Bill. You can get it right now. Take Mountain Red and see the difference that this can make to you, especially if it's been an old injury that's been around for a long time. We hear a lot of people who, when they've had an injury for so long, I can't sleep, or I roll over onto that shoulder or that hip and it hurts like anything and it wakes me up. So when you're not sleeping, that compounds the issue, and that, you know, you get tired. And so if we can help to heal the injury, if we can get some sleep back into that body, it really is a brand new you.
Yeah. One of the things I think that people should understand is, I think, well, Dr. Deagle, I actually had a guy show up over the holidays and try to, because his aunt was dying of cancer. Now, people, you know, I don't have an office. I do a lot of things. I mean, I do more things than probably 12 people. Like, I'm working 7 days a week, you know, doing videos, researching topics, writing articles, putting together things, trying to create new products. And I'm most efficient when I'm actually doing, like, consultations and helping people and training other doctors, because I want to multiply my skills out there. And the most important thing is, intellectually, is I train people to ask better questions, whether you're a patient, a doctor, or a person in geopolitics or religion or whatever. You just ask better questions, and then you acquire what you want to acquire. I don't change your mind. I change your perspective. Your perspective on healthcare should be take a minimum amount of drugs, and there are some places where drugs are appropriate, 10 to 20% of the time. Take a maximum amount of nutraceuticals that are targeted to your problem. And by the way, even with a QRMA, we can retarget it correctly so we know what you need rather than what you think you need. Because if you take things you don't need, you'll actually create imbalances. Like, take too much zinc, you actually create a copper deficiency state. Now, the problem is that people don't understand the trace elements and the trace molecules present in mountain red velvet are unique. They're not in any other food. They're not manufactured by your body. They're not something you can acquire in any other way. So that's why when I tell people, I said, you know, one of the things we have to approach the whole idea of health is from the state of ignorance. There are 32,000 gene alleles that code for proteins and enzymes. Every enzyme requires a monoatomic superconductor form of a mineral that actually the mineral vibrational frequencies actually tell the ion channels through the telomeres to open and bring that mineral in to turn on the gene to actually transcribe the messenger RNA and the specific structural or enzymatic proteins. Those proteins are the scaffolding on which your body is built, on top of a scaffolding of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. So your body actually has a lot of the DNA we call the harmonic or resonant DNA actually codes for how to build you, and then you have that framework. Now, those building blocks and those transducer molecules and those ionic minerals, many of them what we have to do is approach it from the point of view of we're completely ignorant or mostly ignorant as to how all these different molecules work. There's six hormones, for example, 396 molecules. I guarantee you, if you had a panel of the top biochemists in the top countries in the world, they might actually have 15% of those biomolecules. They might have a smattering of information about how they actually work. In terms of, biology, let alone quantum biology, because remember, the body works on the basis that you have quantum, what's called harmonic resonant circuits. Now, I'll explain how this works. When you learn something, whether it's your central nervous system or your peripheral tissues, you have three states of memory. You have the first state you have is what's called energetic. In other words, you raise the energy of the cells through ATP and NADH, and the energy is based on the ion channel concentration of sodium to potassium on the cell membrane. So that's your bioimpedance of your cells and tissues. The second stage is what's called biochemical. There's a biochemical and transducer effect where your body starts to turn on certain genes. But the last stage, which is the most important, is bioelectric. In other words, if you don't have a circuit formed in the body, you can't maintain either health or disease. So if you have a circuit making rheumatoid arthritis in your right knee and it's not in the left, there's no rheumatoid, even though you have antibodies and T lymphocytes that will attack the joint, including even infection. Infection can't avoid a tissue plane unless the Fenton reaction occurs, which has a bioharmonic resonant circuit. Now, whether it's a physical memory or a tissue memory or an illness or a state of health, it's all based on that. Now, without the building blocks, you can't either rebuild your body, which is like photocopying yourself in the future, and you can't also maintain the state of health or prevent illness like a pathogen entering a tissue plane. So when people take mountain red velvet, they get benefits they didn't expect. They stop having colds and the flu, their sinuses settle down, their bones and their teeth are better, and their enamel, so they're not likely to have the teeth fall out of their head. Their heart gets stronger because they're taking it along with other things for congestive heart failure or hypertension. Their blood vessels, along with the other things we take, like full vitamin K2 and cardiovasc and gamma A+, etc., are reverse their calcium score, and they become more compliant if they do things like get a biocuff to measure how elastic their arteries are, so they're no longer stiff. Their stiffness index is improving. So there's a zillion benefits from mountain red velvet that are beyond just having better skin, hair, and nails. So people look and say, wow, what makeup do you have? I want to buy some. Let's go to your home. And I use the term make, and my wife said, that's not a very good term. How about makeover? We're making you over from the inside. And it's not just better looking. If you're better looking on the inside, you're also better looking on the outside.
Exactly.
Stay right there. There will be one more segment right back. If you have questions, 800-313-9443. As they say, toner for life, not red velvet. Get it now. Back in a moment. Or are we dancing?
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
And welcome back. Well, one of the things that I want people to understand is that we're trying to develop a range of information that will release them from the dangers of geopolitically bad decisions, from health decisions, and empower them so that they have good information in every sphere. Mountain Red Velvet is one of those remarkable formulas. Now, I'm going to mention this segment a few things that I would recommend with Mountain Red Velvet. Let's say you have rheumatoid arthritis, you've already osteoarthritis, and you already have Heberden's nodes in your hands, and you're getting tufting and spurring in your spinal analysis. Maybe they've told you that you have spinal arthritis and spurring where the spurs are actually hitting the dural nerve sleeve, so you're getting radicular pain. And radicular pain doesn't mean you've actually lost function. It means what's called a neurolemma, which is the vasonervorum and the neurolemma of the dural nerve sleeve is being in pain, so it causes pain. That pain is referred from the dural nerve sleeve to what's called the Langerhans gate in your skin. Now, the Langerhans gate is a primary pain gate, which is a gate where I've discovered a formula that can actually shut off what's called any pain. It doesn't matter if you've got Glisson's capsule pain because you've got liver cancer, or you've got an osteomyelitis, or you've got some kind of bone cancer, or anything. The primary gate to shut off pain is the Langerhans gate in your skin. Without skin, you cannot suffer any pain, okay? People don't know that. You only cut off a percentage of pain even when you've dosed people with high-dose narcotics or fentanyl. Now, the important thing is when you start healing people with Mountain Red Velvet, you're actually fixing the problem, which is pretty dang remarkable. So you're not just using anti-inflammatories, but you need them. So we've got our new product called Arthrit-X. We've got our anti-inflammatories Inflamex, which is a coenzyme in with the special enzymes, and serrapeptase to break up adhesions. We've got tendon mender, which is epigenetically going to affect the tendon sheath, so the tendons, ligaments, synovial membranes are affected. We have joint performance to rebuild the cartilage and the ligaments, the cartilage and the joint surface. And we have collagen max to triple the rate with orthosilicic silicon, the production of collagen or elastin, hyaluronic acid, polymer in the joints, and the glycosaminoglycans. Now, mountain red velvet, I consider like our cardiovascular for the heart, a central post. If you're trying to regenerate not just joints and ligaments, but your heart muscle because you've got heart failure, your brain because you've got some delayed myelination because you're losing what's called internal myelin sheath in your brain. If we do a T1-weighted MRI scan on your relative that's starting to lose their memory and they're down to the last few good neurons, you have to understand they're actually getting brain shrinkage because they're losing myelin sheath. They're losing subcortical connections. We can rebuild them, and believe it or not, besides omega fatty acids and their other nutraceuticals, mountain red velvet rebuilds your brain, your liver, your heart, your kidneys, your blood vessel walls, your ligaments, your joints. It rebuilds everything. So it's like a universal erector set. It's like your kid getting a universal Lego set that he can build anything he wants in his imagination. Will soak in your body. So yes. That's why we're going to see mountain red velvet in more and more and more protocols, especially now that we're going to soon have a DR cap version. And you have to understand that aging and disease even, and to a great extent, is just organ dysfunction caused by things not being properly cloned into the future. And it's when you're asleep that you rebuild your body. So you take your mountain red velvet at least twice a day, open one capsule yes. under the tongue, the other one you swallow. Soon we'll have the DR version, so you can just swallow them. And you're going to start rebuilding yourself. You're going to notice after 3 or 6 months, you say, my gosh, I walk smoothly now up and down stairs. I don't have the aches in the old spots I used to because I've had maybe chiropractor or deep tissue massage or trigger points or, you know, maybe they're doing Tai Chi or yoga. And they're saying, gee, I can get into postures I couldn't do 2 years ago. This is what I think is really cool about this is that aging is bidirectional. And part of that bidirectionality is going to be through using mountain red velvet. So,
yes.
So that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Very cool. Very cool. And we do, when people start taking this product, they do say, gosh, you know, I didn't realize how tired I was, how cranky I was, how lacking in energy, I can't remember well. And we hear all of these different things and a number of things that people recover from, not just, oh, I've got that joint back. So I challenge everybody, yeah. as I said, to try this product 100%.
Exactly. When I use this, for example, I have now putting people on peptides as an alternative to a stem cell transplant. And I have a number of people now. We're giving peptides. I had one gentleman just over the weekend. We're giving him vascular and kidney peptides because he's lost now. He's down to 40% of normal kidney function. Believe it or not, he should be taking not only the peptides but mountain red velvet to rebuild his kidneys. He should be taking also ultrathiamine B1 and diosmin for his vessels and his kidneys and loop of Henle. But the mountain red velvet is going to supply the building blocks to make new and upgraded kidneys, along with the peptides we have from our European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Okay? So that's how important mountain red velvet is.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back. We have, of course, the director of Leslie IMF here. And I'd like you to talk about some of the new specials that are available, new equipment, technology for not only measuring the dangers that impinge on our, what I call our plasma biology or quantum biology, but also how to protect ourselves from the environment, how to protect ourselves, how to measure actually the dangers that are being exposed to, whether it's electro pollution, ultraviolet light, radiation, etc., and how to block those things that are actually kind of scrambling our intracellular communications. Emil, so what are the latest new technologies and specials that you put in over the holidays and now the new year?
Hi, Dr. Bill. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. You know, if you've been listening to the previous shows, we've been talking about approaching EMF mitigation in the home by starting with a meter and making some measurements to find out what's going on in your particular environment, because it'll be different from one home to the next, from one car to the next, from one workplace to the next, depending on what kind of wiring there is and what kind of appliances are going and frankly, where the people are located. But we've got so many requests from people who are saying, yes, I understand that and makes sense to me, but I want to get started today. I want to do something right away today. So what I'd love to do is to talk about the top 10 things that are very likely to be in your house that are going to be issues for you in terms of your EMF exposure. And if we could, we'll go through them one by one.
Let's do that.
So that you'll know what they are and what you can do about it quickly.
Okay.
So if I may, I would start by saying, and I'm gonna rate these roughly in order of importance, starting with the most urgent, right? So I'm going to say the first one that is going to be a problem in your home is the Wi-Fi router. If you've got a Wi-Fi router in your home, you've got a microwave antenna that's radiating at you 24/7. And the power of these things is so grossly overdone. And you know that this is true because you can pick up your neighbor's Wi-Fi router, your neighbor's neighbors, and maybe even four or five houses down, depending on your neighborhood,
right.
That signal does not need to be anywhere near that strong. It does not need to radiate out a quarter mile so all your neighbors can pick up your Wi-Fi.
Right.
That's a lot of radiation, and that's right in your home, perhaps right next to your computer or in your living room or who knows where you've got the thing. But that's something that you need to do something about immediately. The most effective way to handle that, of course, is to just turn the darn thing off and run wires to make your internet connection or to make your TV connection or your telephone connection. That takes care of the problem 100%. All the radiation's gone, and you have very secure and very fast, much faster connection. By running the signal through wires.
But, by the way, I want to make a quick comment on that. I would like to see the return, like Doctor Who, of the actual telephone booths. I think it's weird that nowadays we get used to the idea that people walk around talking to someone in the air that's not physically present, as if they're right there. And sometimes they say some pretty obscene or strange things that would be a private conversation. And not only that, if you fiber optic, which they're now going to do with infrastructure across America, everything... They need also fiber optic to homes, and that includes inside your home. That way you don't have any Wi-Fi or anything like that, but you have far faster connections for the new software and video and audio, but you have no radiation. So I personally want to eventually put fiber optic cable in my home, and I want to have fiber optic coming to my home so I can deal with the newer, faster processors. Like I've got an i9 in my new custom-made computer. I'm looking at it's a MD Athlon called Zeta processor that's hundreds of times more powerful yet. But to even accommodate this new software, we can't use broadcasting speeds, and the amount of radiation being given off by these Wi-Fi, as you mentioned, is pretty high. So please continue. In other words, it makes sense to just get rid of the darn things because we can't keep on pumping up the power to deal with more and more powerful software and having it reach like a quarter mile from our home. I have one guy, I don't know where he is here in our neighborhood, but his name of his Wi-Fi says, "I'm a virus." I'm thinking... This guy's got a bizarre sense of humor. His Wi-Fi is called "I Am a Virus."
Right, and you can pick it up in your house.
Yeah, my house.
The comfort of your house, and it's broadcasting. So you wonder what it's doing to you, of course.
Oh, I know what it does to me. Well, when they put it in the meters 10 feet from my studio desk in my studio on the outside of my house where my power comes into the home. I went from being slightly insomniac to, oh, my God, insomniac. So I pulled the damn thing off when I discovered I contacted you. I got a radiation detector for Gigahertz Solution like 5-6 years ago now because it was November of 2011. And when I pulled it off, it was almost like pulling like a, you know what I call it, it's like a sci-fi movie, pulling an alien electrical beast off of me when I pulled off that meter. It's like, my whole... It's like when the power goes out. People say, right. Oh, I feel so relaxed. Why do I feel so relaxed? It's like because you're not being blasted by harmonic radiation. The power's not on.
That's exactly right. You know, we get so acclimated to our bodies being irritated and irritable from this electromagnetic radiation that we almost don't notice it anymore unless we're having outright symptoms. But when the power goes out, The contrast is so stark that it's very easy to notice the difference.
Yeah, please continue.
All right. So having said that, if there's some reason why you can't unplug your Wi-Fi and run cables instead, then there are shieldings that you can put over the Wi-Fi router. One's called the signal tamer, and one's called the router guard. One's a fabric pouch, and one's a metal cage, sort of. That are so-called leaky shields. So in other words, what they do is they reduce the intensity of the radiation by about 90%, still allowing the signal to come through so your computer can still work, It reduces the range by about 50%. So instead of going a quarter mile, now it's only going half of that. But still, there's still plenty. For,
I mean, half a mile goes a quarter mile. In other words, you're not getting your neighbor on the other side of a valley, you know, which I find so weird. It's like, this is craziness, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's entirely crazy, and especially when you consider that these things are additive. So you've got your Wi-Fi and you've got the other things all contributing, and so the amount of total radiation that you're exposed to is enormous, or can be anyway. So the Wi-Fi router, get rid of it, you know, run cables instead, or put a shield on it, a leaky shield on it, so at least you dim down the amount of radiation coming out of your Wi-Fi router. All right, number two, the cordless phones. Cordless phones have been around for a long time. They've evolved over the years and are now putting out a digital signal whose pulses are very, very intense. When they compare the radiation output from them, they say, oh, it's much less than it used to be because they average these high-intensity pulses and add in the quiet zone in between them. So it's like saying, would you like me to push you across the room, like in the old days when we had radiation that came out, an analog signal was a steady signal of steady intensity, and it would push. Now, or would you like me to punch you across the room? So instead of a constant push, I'm punching and then relax.
Yeah, it's almost like a karate punch. It's not like a normal punch. It's like karate punching through you. So it's like, for example, the gigahertz solution shows me when I pointed to my neighbors, like, you know, 400 yards away, it shows me they're hitting me at every 3 to 11 seconds at over 2,000 microwatts per square meter, and then it's quiet for so many seconds. But it's like, bam, and then it's gone. It's like, oh, my gosh. So your cells are just in hit, and the neural pores and your transducer molecules are sticking through your cell membranes are going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And they're being constantly hit by radiation that's harmonic with normal signals between cells, so they get confused.
That's absolutely right. And this is going on all day long, even when that phone is not on a call. If you have a meter, you go over to the base station, you're going to see 99% of them are transmitting all day long, all night long.
Right.
God help you when you pick up the phone and you make a call or receive a call. Now you've got two transmitters going on. You've got the base station, and now you've got the phone itself, which is probably up against your head. And so now you've increased the amount of radiation in the home. And the amount up by your body, you've increased it dramatically because of the distance right now, the things right up against your head. So that's definitely number two on the list. The solution here is A, get rid of the darn thing and get a good old-fashioned corded phone. B, if you can't do that, if there's a reason why you can't do that, at the very least, put a leaky shield over the cordless phone when it's not in use. We have an item called the wave cage, which is a metal mesh can, if you want, that you can simply drop over the top of it. And we have another shield, I'll think of the name of it in a second here, that's a shield that can simply stand in front of it so you can block the radiation in that one direction. So you put that in the direction of the people so that at least they can be protected while the phone's not in use. So if you're insistent on having these things, there are ways to reduce your exposure. But, of course, I can't stress enough, the better approach is to get rid of them and get a low-emissions alternative, like a corded phone or like corded Internet. Okay. So that's Wi-Fi routers and cordless phones. The next culprit that's very likely to be in your house, maybe in your hand at this moment, is your cell phone. Cell phones, like cordless phones, are transmitting. Many of them are transmitting all the time, unless you have them in airplane mode. So keep in mind that distance here is your friend. A, if you can't get rid of it, right? If you can't get rid of it, get rid of it. The darn thing is a hazard to your health. If you can't get rid of it, you have to have it for work, or you have to have it for some other urgent reason. Do not keep it by your body, especially at night when you're sleeping. I cannot tell you how many people are calling me saying they have headaches and sleeplessness, and they sleep with their phone in their bed or on their nightstand while it's charging.
Wow.
I will have you know that the phone radiates while it's charging, And the interesting thing, a customer pointed out to me about 2 weeks ago, the charging cord radiates microwaves while it's charging. I'm not sure why, but we tested it, and sure enough, that cord is radiating microwaves. So please, if you have to charge this thing, do not do it in your bedroom. Do not do it next to your living space. Find a place that's away from the people, down the hall, out in the garage, someplace where the people are not spending time, and charge everybody's phone there. Make it the household charging station. Set it up so it's easy and convenient. Everybody does it. That's where you find your phone.
I found something interesting with a total draw of energy is actually similar to charging a phone to running your refrigerator.
Is that right?
It draws the actual number of watts is actually similar.
I didn't realize that.
Isn't that interesting?
That's very surprising to me.
The other one I wanted to mention to insert, I'm sure it's in your 10 list, is something we pulled from our house, which we made a big mistake about 4 or 5 years ago, are these inductive electromagnetic stovetops. And we thought, this is the latest whiz-bang. It's got to be safe. And then, being stupid, we put one in quickly, and then I started feeling like, whoa, I don't feel good walking by this because I'm electrosensitive. So I went and took my gigahertz solutions and so on and said, oh, my gosh. I walked into the room, and literally the thing went, I'm thinking, uh-oh. It's like having a nuke in your kitchen. That was another really bad thing. And by the way, it was doing that even when the damn thing was turned off.
Yeah, interesting, right? You would figure, oh, yeah, it's going to be much worse when we're cooking, when there's more electricity flowing.
No.
The electronics in stovetops. Even in gas stovetops now, they've got the electronic display and electronic ignition and so on, and they are radiating 24/7. But,
wow.
Of course, the induction cooktops, as you mentioned,
they're
this is
scary.
This is item number five on the list. But let's
isn't that funny? I interpreted it as number five. Because I tell you, that one freaked me out when I saw that. And by the way, the same thing goes microwaves. You think that the magnetron in the microwave is only generating microwaves and it's shielded and so on. And what I do is I turn on the microwave and put something in there like a bowl because you don't want to put it in nothing to heat up some water. And I walk in a room with the gigahertz solutions or my other radiation detectors to detect electro pollution. And it's going, and you're like 6 to 10 feet away. It's like, whoa, this is blasting you even if you're not getting your face up against the screen. You're on the other side of the kitchen.
The room.
And we have a huge kitchen. I mean, we have a huge kitchen. And I'll tell you, it's still getting you anywhere in the kitchen.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, of course, microwave oven is number four on the list. But let's talk about it now because you bring up a very good point in that, A, even when it's not running, it's got that electronic display, and so you've got emissions coming from it from there. But if that's all there was to it, I wouldn't be that excited. When you turn that thing on, as Dr. Bill points out, you've got two kinds of radiation coming out of here, both of which are extremely, extremely intense. You've got the magnetic field just from the flow of electricity through the thing. It's a pretty high demand item. And, of course, you've got the, and that produces a magnetic field, right? Magnetic field you measure with your Gauss meter. Magnetic field is very biologically active. Can do a lot of damage.
I want to mention something else that I want you to expand on. It's tuned to the harmonic resonance of water. And what it does is it actually hits this harmonic resonance to make the water molecules vibrate at their resonant frequency. And water is what's called a phonon maser transducer. In other words, it transduces information in any living thing. And it's actually tuned to that informational frequency that allows your cells to communicate. It's not just tuned to any frequency. It's tuned to 2.4 gigahertz, which is the actual frequency of water. So it's actually tuned to the most dangerous frequency possible. And by the way, so are all of your smart appliances. They're all tuned to 2.4 gigahertz. So when the smart grid comes on, which it, by the way, hasn't yet, your washer and dryer can talk to the utilities, and they can shut off your washer and dryer like Ole Johansson 3 years ago on this program said. They're now switching off people's washer and dryer so they can't do their washing until after, say, peak, which is 10 p.m. at night. So mama has to get up and do the laundry at 10 o'clock at night because during the day the utilities shut it off, and they communicate with her utilities with the same frequency as your microwave, which is the same frequency as water, including inside your cells. That's crazy.
It is a true piece of insanity that they deregulated the frequency of 2.4 gigahertz And so, therefore, every appliance maker and every communications device maker can use it without getting a license.
Right.
Right. And that's why, and of course, it's that's why your microwave oven is set there, because water, as Dr. Bill mentioned, absorbs very well in that frequency range.
Right.
And, by the way, so does your body, which is, you know, 70%.
In other words, it's the optimal frequency to rotate the water molecules in a harmonic resonant frequency to generate heat. To actually, I call it, they shouldn't call it a microwave, they should call it a coagulator. How's that? Mm-hmm. Coagulating right. You too, by the way.
Right. And so now we have, in some ways, without being an exaggeration, we have turned the metal box of our home into a giant microwave oven that we walk around and try to sleep in and try to be with our families inside of this microwave oven.
So if you were an alien race and you wanted to destroy somebody and have it look, be really funny and watch it on 3D TV from another part of the galaxy, you do what we're doing to ourselves and you broadcast it all over their particular planet or planet system in the galaxy as entertainment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Please continue you know, this is really, really telling. To go through this number 10 list, this is like a nightmare from, you know, some kind of B-movie or, you know, some really ghoulish, you know, website that said, you know, this is the way we kill human beings, you know, from our planet. It's like, it's so weird. It's like, and people conspire to think this is okay. Well, the regulators must know better. Duh. Please continue.
Sure. Well, let's back up just a second, because we jumped over a couple of things here.
Yeah.
Let me go back up to cell phone. So cell phone, of course, is a problem because it's radiating. If you put it in airplane mode, that's going to help because at least it's not trying to communicate with the tower. So if you're going to do some work, you're going to play a game, you're going to do some things, of course, you can't surf the Internet or make a call in airplane mode. But that's number one. Put it in airplane mode when and where you can. Number two, if you must use it to make calls or you need to be, like, on standby, you need to be waiting for a call, use a cell phone shielding device. There are pouches and cases and liners that you can get that will shield that phone on one side so that the side, of course, that faces towards your body, so that the other side is not unshielded and it can still work, but at least you're shielded in your direction. Or use distance. Put the phone on the bench next to you or on the table away from your body and use an air tube headset to speak into the phone. So these are ways to reduce the radiation exposure from a phone if you must use one.
Right.
In the terms of the microwave oven, we jumped over what you could do about it there, that monster that's in your kitchen. Really, the only practical solution here, obviously, don't use it. Turn it off, get rid of it. We use ours for a red box. It's been unplugged. It's built in. It was there when we bought the house, and so I unplugged it, and that's where we keep our bread. It never cooks because there's no electricity to it. But if you find that you must use it from time to time, you've got to use distance to reduce your exposure. When Dr. Bill mentioned that you can measure the radiation across the room, he's not kidding. And I'm not talking
I couldn't believe
about
it. I said,
two.
I'm a smarty. I can walk in the room and I'll get within a foot or so and then it'll go. Brr. And when I walked in the room, and you know, we have a kitchen that's like, you know, 20 feet by 10 feet. I walked in the room at one entrance and I'm thinking, I must be 12 feet away from this. And it went. Brr. And I'm thinking, whoa, man, I had an OMG moment.
Right. This is the power of having a meter, is that it's very revealing and will help you to understand where the real problems are in your home. But take my word for it, the microwave oven is a problem well out to 5, 6, 10 feet and perhaps beyond.
Oh, yeah.
So when I say use distance, what I'm really suggesting here is take the microwave oven out of the kitchen, put it somewhere in the pantry, in the hallway, in the basement, out in the garage. Put it somewhere away from the people so that when it's running, you're not radiating yourself.
Yeah, you can put it in a shielded box,
never,
too.
Ever let the kids watch the popcorn popping.
Oh, yeah. They're popping their eyes, too, at the same time. We need to get you back on to go through the rest of the list, Emil. Stay right there. We'll get you booked up for another an encore to make sure the people don't fry themselves in 2017 and beyond. As I say, if this is a B-movie on galactic TV by an alien race that convinced us to do all this crap, they'd probably be watching it with whatever, you know, Earth is real. It would be bizarre, but unfortunately, we've done it to ourselves. How crazy.
Sounds good. We still have items 6 through 10 to get through.
We'll set it up. Stay right there. We'll get you booked, and don't go away.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.